I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey, Les Hangout listeners, and welcome to our hiatus feed drops. This week's episode is for Bad Queers. Bad Queers is hosted by Shayna and Chris, and it's all about what does it mean to be a bad queer person? You come out of the closet, you break free from the mold, and then you're put into this new mold. Do you not like Tegan and Sarah? Bad queer. Are you not into astrology? You're a bad queer. Do you not like musicals? Bad queer. You understand. So they like to push back on this. We agree there is no such thing as a quote unquote bad queer, but they love to talk about it. So this week's episode, they're talking through dildo mold proposals to ex-friends benefits, shooting your shot season, and a new idea for Pride Month. Take a listen.
Chris, and we are bad queers. If you came out of the closet and got put in a box of stereotypes you don't belong to, then welcome to the Bad Queers Club.
All right, this week in Queer Urban Dictionary, I have sex assignment. Sex assignment, also known as gender assignment. For some folks, it's interchangeable sometimes, even though I don't think so, because I'm going to read my definition. Sex assignment is a label that you're given at birth based on medical factors, including your hormones, chromosomes, and genitals. My sentence is, sex assignment is not to be confused with gender, which is much more complex. Gender deals with social and legal status and a set of expectations from society about behaviors, characteristics, and thoughts. So that's why I didn't think it's really interchangeable anymore. Mm. But, you know, it's probably still interchangeable in the world. So I guess that's why they say that. Mm-hmm. But sex assignment, that is my term. Shayna, what you got?
I just loved hearing your thought process.
Yeah.
In that. So thank you for sharing that with us.
You're all welcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My Queer Urban Dictionary phrase of the week is flooded my basement.
Back to filth.
Everything yes. you've been asking for.
Yeah.
In queer film.
You asked for it and we got it.
I literally read this definition and hard snorted. Like, hard. This is great. I'm going to start using it in everyday life now. Once again, you can thank the RuPaul Wiki for this definition. So it was coined by Ginger Minge, one of the drag queens that I think was on, I don't know, maybe season 4. I don't know if anybody watches drag. I don't know.
Oh, geez.
Y'all know we don't watch this. So it was coined by Ginger Minge. It was a reference to when something is so amazing, you flood your basement, a.k.a. a reference to when a woman is aroused and becomes wet with self-lubrication in her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So my sentence is also taken from the site. It says, I about flooded my basement because is one good looking man.
Yeah.
Flooded my basement.
Yep. That goes.
Right? That fits. That like I.
Queer Filth should also be your band name or your stage name. If you ever wanted it. Queer Filth. All that.
Just an emphasis.
That's a good one. Emphasis. Did I tell you that my mom said she listened to some episodes and she was like saying how good it was, and she was like she had to stop one episode because we were getting into something called scissoring, and so she was like, I didn't know, this is dead ass, like I'm dead ass about this, and I didn't tell you this before because it's better live.
This is so
but she
much
said
better.
She stopped because she was like, I it just felt like it was going, and I was like, your instincts were correct. It is a sexual thing.
Yes.
And it's totally fine for you to skip that. And she's like, okay. I just felt like it was going in a direction. And I was like, that's amazing.
Would have died and that's lived amazing. At the same time. I would have died and been resurrected. Knowing
I felt
if your
those
mother
feelings,
had
those
listened
feelings.
To us no. discussing no. scissoring.
No. Her instincts were absolutely correct.
Good job, Mom.
Like, yeah. Yep.
Good job, Mom.
I was like, that is absolutely
that is where we would, because we would too
a sexual
filth.
Thing. Yep.
Filth
queer
in that.
Filth.
We did that. Yep. We did that. Yeah. I love that she was like, oh, we had some great episodes, but there was this one
yeah.
where you started yeah. talking about the scissoring yep. and it felt like it was going in a direction I wasn't prepared for, so I stopped.
And
like,
it did.
Not fast forward, not tried to catch anything. She's like, nope. I just full
stop. That was it. Yep. Yep. Shout out to Carolyn. Full stop. Yep. And I was like, man, that makes sense. That makes sense. And again, your instincts, spot on.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Congratulations. Spot on. Those motherly instincts are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. So good yeah. job. Good yeah. job. Oh, man.
So great.
Well, we have so much to talk about today.
We do.
Because we have a couple of weeks to catch up on. So we understand that a lot of this may come from past week's events. Seems like it's far away, but we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back for this in our segment to where we praise Billy Porter. The first category is just like celebrity mess, just mess. But we're going to start with the most relevant and then work our way back. So let's talk about that Kehlani interview on the Morning Hustle.
Yes.
If you have not heard about this on the interwebs or not seen it on our Instagram page, because that's all I've been posting about for the last like few days. Kehlani went to do an interview on The Morning Hustle, and clearly both the hosts are very straight and maybe did like 2.5 seconds of Googling to think that they were being allies from the beginning.
Think that. You're
that's,
giving them
that's
a lot of credit.
Feel. Oh, they're giving themselves a lot of credit. This is more so what they thought. They thought that they were being very welcoming and open about the fact that Kehlani uses both she and they pronouns. From the jump, besides the fact that this was an early ass in the morning interview, to come in and basically do an intro that's like, they is she and she is her and her
like,
is Kehlani in.
Like,
and I'm just like,
jump.
First off, I would have 100% acted like Kehlani if somebody had started off with that.
Yeah.
And the interview went on to continue where they asked really sexually driven conversations before 10 o'clock in the morning and were trying to get her to admit to having relations with Megan Thee Stallion, trying to say, well, not even trying. They outright asked her if she was scissoring with SZA.
They Very gave clever.
A hot take on whether or not the person that she was dating was the person that she was dating, because that is the person that Kehlani is dating. Mm-hmm. But they had to ask about SZA and Megan Thee Stallion first. They tried to go on other tangents, and Kehlani was just like, simple answers. No, not about it. And it's just like, we're going to circle back to that. And then both of the hosts decided to come back and do their own videos about the fact that Kehlani had posted that she had a shitty ass interview on the show. And they were like, yeah, we agree. But also, if you think you're all big and bad and can't accept the fact that we tried to use pronouns, because then she went on a show with Sway and he was obviously nervous about like using pronouns with Kehlani. Mm-hmm. And Kehlani explained, like, can use she or they interchangeably, not a big deal to her, but made a statement that that was the first time that a radio show had like taken the effort to figure it out. And they were like, right. Were you not on our show? Did we not do the best intro ever on our show so that you could talk about this? Like, we didn't do this. And then basically, of course, gaslit her around, you know, you're not that big anyway. Like, we have bigger people on here than you. Like, we don't even usually listen to the albums of the people that we interview, but we listen to yours, I guess. And it wasn't even that great, but I guess we'll play this song for you because that's why you came on here, was just to get more listeners anyway. You only got 20,000 sales, but cool, we'll do this for you because we're that generous and giving. And it just rubbed me all types of ways. And they did show their whole ass on that show. It was a mess. What was your thoughts when you first saw it?
Well, they're lucky that they got Kehlani, and they're lucky that Kehlani didn't leave.
Facts.
Like, they could have left at any point in that interview. Mm-hmm. You know, that, like, from the intro, and even, you know, the intro is so cringy because it's like the whole thing was like really clout chasey and everything. And I think now that we are 2 years into doing this and everything, and those two, at least Lorelai, one of the co-hosts on The Morning Hustle, I know I've seen her on other things before, and like, that's kind of her vibe. Like, I think it's like, to like, her questions kind of suck. Like, after this interview, there was people resurfacing other, you know, interviews she had. Like, I was watching one where it was like this clip with Mary J. Blige where she was like trying to ask Mary J. Blige about like, how do men approach her? Are they in her DMs? Like, is she attracted to her co-star? And like, things that were clearly making Mary J. Blige uncomfortable, but she was just like kind of laughing it off and like kind of also looking like, girl, what the fuck? Like, clearly move on. So it's like, they can't read the room. I think that there is a responsibility when you bring somebody on your show to make them comfortable, because they don't have to be there, especially someone who is an artist or a creator or whatever. Like, if that's what your show's about, then all right. But like, I don't think Kehlani got on that show thinking that they would do all that. And they're really lucky they didn't leave. So, you know, that's, I mean, there's that, like, they won't come back. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go back on Morning Hustle. I think with Sway, again, the difference is like the care that he was taking with it. Like, obviously, I know that some people are scared to mess up pronouns. I've said it before too. I am. It's a learning curve for everybody, but there's a basic level of respect.
Yep.
With it. And so often people, cisgender people like those two co-hosts are like very disrespectful and cavalier about it, or make it a joke. And it's not, like, it's just a basic level of respect thing. It takes you nothing. And this will come up in my bad queer opinion about what my cousin thinks we should do during Pride Month. But like, it's just a basic level of respect. Like, it costs you nothing. It takes nothing to just get someone's pronouns correct, or correct yourself if you do mess up and everything. So that's the difference with Sway. They were also trying to make it seem like Kehlani doesn't do like Black radio or whatever, which is so stupid and everything. You know, obviously with the exception of Sway. Sway's like on XM, Sirius XM, I think, mm-hmm. still, and like, you know, been around for a while. But either way, it's just like, own your shit. Like, it was a shitty interview. She was uncomfortable. Y'all made her uncomfortable from the jump. She's allowed to feel that way. I know she, they is interchangeable. Even in this moment, like, you want to make sure that you're saying the right things with pronouns, but the way that they came at the interview is like, tells you everything about it. Like from the jump, it's just cringy and everything. And yeah, Kehlani won't be back. But for everybody else, make sure you stream Blue What a Road, which is incredible. And Kehlani killed it. So go stream Kehlani's new project. And
yes,
you know, fuck the morning hustle and all that. And just anybody who doesn't, you know, is just playing around with people's like pronouns and stuff like.
Like playing around with pronouns, over sexualizing us as always.
Yep. That part too.
It's so old at this point where immature. Yes, you're going to go and ask questions to like sit and warm up and do these things, but a whole before even 10 a.m.
Yeah. And just again, asking questions the room. About,
like, are you going to sit and ask any of her, like straight counterparts about who they're fucking like in that explicit of detail?
I will say Lorelai has been on Angela Yee's, what is a lip service, and they talk about sex. So like that is something that Lorelai or whatever does. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a reading of the room. Like Kehlani was clearly uncomfortable. The way the interview was going is like, again, you're not even starting from respect. So why, like, why would I even be here? Like they should have left. Like should leave because Kehlani doesn't even need this. Like, mm-mm. But it's a favor for them. Like, but they won't be back on Morning Hustle. I'll tell you that.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to go to their CD signing when they got here to Chicago.
Wow, nice.
Yes. Took a whole afternoon off and went and stood outside, like classic. Like we got CDs in there and got to go in and like sat down, signed the record, took a selfie. And it was great because I wore my Let Niggas Be Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweatshirt, and they stopped in like we're signing, and then they looked up and they were like, yo, that's a dope sweatshirt, can I take a picture of it? So there's a picture of my chest wearing Let Niggas Be Gay on Kehlani's phone.
Nice.
And they were like, I'm gonna have to order that for my entire team, and sent them the link. So
it's really such a iconic hoodie.
It really is. It's and really I was good. Hoping that Kehlani would appreciate it, and ended up happening. And now I have this really cute ass photo with Kehlani out here looking like a snack on it. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, it was like my girlfriend found out she was coming like the night before, and she was like, so how many meetings do you have tomorrow? Can we go? And we were out there from like 1 o'clock until the doors opened at 4 in the rain in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Like classic waiting.
Wow.
To go and meet her for the brief moment that we did, but she was stunning.
It's worth it.
And it was great. It was great meeting Kehlani.
That's awesome.
Got to chat for a hot second and
couldn't
be better.
That's cool. So, and again, Blue What a Road is great.
It's so good.
Stream it if you haven't. But Kehlani is just, I think Kehlani is underrated though.
Like, 1,000% underrated.
Like for
I
sure.
want to know what Kehlani's management team is doing, because I feel like the growth should have been happening, like in terms of the way that they market and advertise celebrities. Like Kehlani is a talent.
Kehlani might be independent though, so then it's just them doing it all. So that might be a big part of it, like not having the machine, because it is a big difference in the last album they put out that was also great, which I think had big label backing. So that's why you got to support and buy Blue Water Road. So but Kehlani's great, and Kehlani will not be back to Morning Hustle, and don't watch Morning Hustle. It's a shitty show.
Facts.
And all that, and that also shows again, and I don't being in this now, like it also shows other guests what to expect of that show, and people might steer their artists or their, you know, creators away from that show because it's just like that. If that's how y'all doing, then, you know, all right. So anyways, more mess. We didn't record during the Dave Chappelle, like half spearing that,
what a time
that he got.
What a week. Like literally like, when I stopped and thought about the fact that we were taking that week off, I was like, of course,
a lot of
everything goes down. It's like how Beyonce was in the room for that to happen, and going the Oscars to that, I'm like, y'all got to stop giving reasons for Beyonce to stay home.
Beyonce's gonna stay
y'all
home
just be coming for, out here and acting up in front of her, and she's just gonna stay home and continue to drop Ivy Park, and that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny the things that Beyonce his wit in his live.
Literally.
All that. Like,
the day that she decides to do a tell-all book is going to be phenomenal.
Right. Oh, phenomenal. That's going to, I can't wait till that book comes out. That's going to be wild. Or the documentary.
Yes.
It's going to be like, well, the, yeah, documentary specifically on her life, not, you know. But of course, we don't condone violence. I thought it was dangerous. I mean, I don't know how security didn't get the, like, the knife gun thing he had. That's concerning.
Like, what?
Very concerning.
But also that on the, like, flip side that they jumped him after.
Yeah. That's also, again, and that is the other part of it. Like, you can do this. But just like with, we say with everything, every action does have a reaction. So that little half spear, and that was kind of also funny to me. It's like, if you're going to get up there, like, like, he didn't even catch him for real. Like, it's like, you know, Dave Chappelle is bigger than what he was like a couple, like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. But he kind of, he missed. He missed the tackle and everything. And he paid for it dearly. Yeah. So very dearly. At first, Dana, like, of course, the joke immediately afterwards is Dave saying it was that it, that was a trans man, which is like typical shitty Dave. And there was also some things out following that. I know 50 Cent and some other blogger or whatever had posted, falsely posted about it being a trans or a queer person that did this. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a Trump supporter. It's a MAGA supporter that did this. So there's that. But yeah, like, it's, you know, that's the world we live in. I don't know if I know they were trying to tie it to, you know, Will Smith and everything. And while I'm not going to be naive to say like that doesn't give that sort of thing visibility, I do want to say, like, I mean, smacks and things have happened to comedians for like decades now. It's just because of the Will Smith thing, it's more heightened. So now we got to listen to more cries about how comedy is dying and is under attack. But it was very literally he was attacked. But yeah, he paid for it. Mm-hmm. he paid for it. So you're gonna do that, you know, you're gonna pay for it. So yep. You know,
and we can give up the, I don't know if anybody was even looking for Dave Chappelle to like own up to the fact that he is transphobic.
Yeah,
but that was,
I mean, he doubled down, like, because the first comment afterwards, it's like,
not gonna happen.
We don't have time to do that bullshit. Like, that's some, and it turned out again to be some like MAGA weirdo conservative alt-right kind of person or whatever had that pass and was like a weird rapper. A lot of things going on with that.
Wait, they're
person.
A rapper?
Yeah. And had rapped about like Dave Chappelle, like a lot of weird stuff with that kid. No, some of the jokes were obviously funny that they got off about the person who got stomped out, because, you know, he got stomped out by some celebrities too. I know it was like, right? Allegedly, you know, Busta Rhymes and Jamie Foxx, and like the age of that person was like 23. And I saw a tweet about like, imagine being stomped out by celebrities like you don't even know. Like, that kid probably doesn't even know Jamie Foxx like that, or Busta Rhymes, where it's like, that's kind of a legendary beatdown that you got, honestly.
Like, so people would pay for that beatdown.
Yes. Yeah, honestly. So yeah, both sides. I mean, I'm glad Dave is okay, transphobic or not. I'm never going to wish violence on anybody. Mm-hmm. Although I did think the Kevin Samuel thing was cool. I'm not even gonna front. That was actually very funny and ironic. But yeah, and the kid got what he, you know, what he he may or may not have anticipated. So I think all sides are okay. So
that, like, what was the plan? What was the hospital like bill looking like? What was the result? Because there were some like photos that were floating around. I don't know if it was true,
that
but
arm.
It showed some dude with arm, just a whole 360. And I really want to know what the after photo looked like. I'm like, TMZ, how did you not grab that?
Somebody's going to get that. I mean, is he? I mean, he's, I would imagine he's in jail or whatever. But there, I'm sure somebody will try and get
maybe.
Some. Yeah,
or
right?
They were just
maybe.
Like, well, did you learn your lesson?
Right.
I hope so.
Right. I mean, it's. I mean,
like,
Mr.
Do we need to do anything else?
Mr. Potato Head, like arm, like on there, like just
literally
completely, like it was when, almost like they just like, put his arm on,
like in Harry Potter when he lost all his bones. Like that's
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
They were putting that arm around, and I was like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. They literally look like after the beat down, like they were like, oh, we got to put his arm back on. And they were just like, I don't know. Just like,
who's
going to
do it?
Like,
who's going to do it?
Like, just, I don't know. Just stick Busted. It up there.
You do it. Nah. Jamie's like, I ain't touching
right.
it. Like,
right. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just, you feel both ways about that. Like, okay, if you're going to rush the stage to do all this, that could happen. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, Dave Chappelle, a lot of people feel very strongly about Dave Chappelle as well. He has a posse as well. They're not going to just wear the, you know, security. No,
we
they're
got
gonna
this. Do.
They're going to handle fine. You. And then security is going to handle you. So, yeah, I did think that was an important lesson in fucking around and finding out as well. Because, like, if you're going to rush the stage with, like, the plan, I don't know what his plan was, but I don't think he anticipated
getting... You do that pause where he was like, and this is the moment where everything went incredibly
right.
wrong.
Incredibly wrong. Because he missed the spear and then tried to run off and... they caught him. so look, prayers to all involved.
thoughts and prayers to all involved
that's all we could say there. So yeah, and, I mean, was there any other celebrity mess going on? There's just been things going
there's
on
just
obviously
been things, just those been... were those were my top two of okay. the last couple weeks, like if we had to do those highlights, so we can move on to our next category is around the leaked Supreme Court opinion around Roe v. Wade. Mess. So, you know, trigger warning that we're going to talk about abortion and slowly becoming a part real life Handmaid's Tale. So just a warning here that that's about to go down. So,
yeah. So we made the decision before we decided we were recording to just like, this is just going to be a feelings chat about it. We're not going to talk about it because this was a leaked opinion from Justice Alito. And expected, you know, most Supreme Court announcements and decisions come in June. So we'll talk about it more when it does, in fact, happen, which it is probably going to happen. Were you shocked? Were you shocked?
Like, it was one of those, like, where in the world did this come from?
Yeah.
Type thing. But I'm also looking at the Supreme Court. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, right after we get Ketanji Brown Jackson, we're excited. We're feeling good. We're like, man, the tides are going to turn. They were like, ah.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that, you know, we enforce whatever before we have some new folks joining the team. So it was because it's just like, you know, they have been fighting Roe v. Wade ever since it was legalized.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things where we definitely thought that it was a law that was just going to stay. Like,
you
can fight it. It's just one of those things that we're used to hearing, like, oh, yeah, they're always fighting abortion. Oh, yeah, there's always people who are picketing out front of things and doing the protests. And so it was one of those like, but nothing's ever going to change from it. It was a landmark case. So we're going to be good. In each of the justices' interviews, none of them have said anything around it. Like, questions were directly asked. If you go back, and of course, everybody highlighted the videos after, like, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett after they were doing their proceedings to be officially added to the Supreme Court, and they said nothing. So then for this to come out, I think the part that was interesting is that it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what I was actually more shocked about when I saw the headline, because I was like, what? Again, all, you know, for the folks that aren't in the States, like, we get these decisions in June. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, looking at the date with it, where it's just like, this can't be real. More so because of the timing. Like you mentioned, it's something they've been relentless about. I know with Barrett's confirmation hearings and Kavanaugh, like, that was questions that were raised. I think, again, as most people around that time pointed out, they're lying and everything. So I can't say I was shocked that this was happening. I was more shocked at the leak of it, because this is, you know, they
agreed.
They're airtight with it. So I do wonder who leaked it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been conspiracies on both sides where it's just like conservatives leaked it because they were trying to, you know, distract from Clarence Thomas and his wife and some other things that are
going on. Which we still haven't addressed.
Which we still haven't addressed, right? And then obviously, you know, it was like, oh, it was a someone who's more liberal leaning leaked it because they just wanted people to have the heads up and, like, you know, being a patriot with that. But either way we shake it, for me, feelings with it is just being, it definitely just sad about it, but it was more sad in the realization of, like, the relentlessness of conservatives and right-leaning people, and, like, how I won't say defeated, but it's just, it is disheartening because they don't take any time off, like, again, with their relentlessness, and they're making, they always make headway, it seems like. It's just, they're just, yeah, they're always, it's a realization that it's, it is, yes, this is always going to be a fight, just like everything is always going to be a fight. And it, it sucks to just, like, kind of realize, like, why are human rights and freedoms always a fight?
Right.
You know, like, why is that a fight always? But yeah, it's, you know, it's been a week or so out with it, and it's, or, you know, since the leak happened, and it's just a thing of, like, okay, well, what are we going to do? You know, if they're relentless about it, you know, changing the laws in their favor and doing all this stuff because it's been such a long game that they've played, then, you know, looking to see, like, what is the other side going to do? What are the Democrats going to do? Not having the most confidence in them, but also knowing, like, okay, it could obviously get worse, because if they're targeting privacy and everything and people's right to privacy, it's been talked about the other stuff that they can target, which, or overturn, which is marriage equality. Texas is trying not to even educate migrant children or immigrant children. Like, there's just, it, like, it's all on the table. Like, it's just, you know, wild with the things that, you know, can happen because of this.
All the cards right now.
Right. But I guess my thing is, like, we got to be careful not to be defeatist about it, because, like, they, again, have been doing this and been, like, relentless with this since Roe v. Wade has passed. And since everything, like, nothing, they'll never stop. We'll never have to stop fighting for our freedoms, unfortunately. I mean, hopefully we do get to a time where it's just, like, leave it alone, or they leave it alone, but they won't, you know? Like, we've never had to stop as Black people fighting against racism. It only evolves. And everything of those personal freedoms and human rights, the people who are against those things, like, it only evolves. So it's just like, okay, well, what are we going to evolve into? Like, what are the things that we could change or think about doing? That's not just, I mean, obviously we could codify it with law. I don't feel the most confidence about the people we have in place right now. Obviously, to be honest, and, you know, voting, I know people are poo-pooing, like, oh, well, voting, we voted already. It's like, we're going to have to keep voting. Like, if you are a Black or Brown person, you will have to, you owe it to your, our ancestors to always vote.
Yep.
In any case, because it's always going to be important to do. They always try and do things to disenfranchise the vote. So you're going to have to vote no matter what. But we're just going to have to put the pressure on. Like, they're picketing outside, you know, the Supreme Court, conservative Supreme Court justices, buildings. We're going to have to stay together with this stuff and just, like, not be defeated, because they're on that other side. They are always united in their bullshit. Like, that is one thing that they are, you know, they don't miss on, is being united in the bullshit and evolving with it. And, like, they don't really even get outwardly defeatist about it. They will just come back in some other thing. It's like a hydra with them. Like, you could cut the head off and they will just multiply and come back. So we just have to figure out how we counteract that together and not get, like, you know, again, super down about everything. It is a scary time. mm-hmm. we could also turn this around. Like, it is going to be, it might get uglier before it gets better. I think we said that before anyway. So here we are in the ugly. Like, it is probably going to get ugly before it gets better. So, you know, we'll see how things go. It sucks, but it's also a global thing that's happening. I think there's been a lot of conservative leaning people in some areas. I know they've gotten defeated in like France and stuff like that, but there's, mm-hmm. you know,
I was like, there's talks out of Canada and stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why this is Canada.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Canada has a fucked up history too. So
yeah.
There it is.
Look, who doesn't at this point? Especially those conquering, you know, quote unquote countries, colonizing countries. So we're just gonna have to stay together. We're on the right side of justice. We're on the right side of right and human rights. So it's all about human rights. Like, you know, we're gonna be fine and all that. You just gotta hold on to that. Just know it's like, we'll take an L with this and we gotta come right back. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it's just one of those things. So yeah. Yeah. Praying for everybody, though, with that is that does believe in human rights and freedoms and everything with it, because it's ugly right now. It really is. Yeah, so
that's a fact.
All right.
Yeah. Well, let's go some more positive news.
Positive.
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 I mean, if I could do a little
positive.
Tell the people.
Your drum roll sounds like a purr. It's a drum purr.
Well, I could drum on the mic, so it was just, you know, just a little.
The drum purr.
Come on.
Okay, jumper.
Come on, tell the people.
Still
tell
a drum purr. Drum purr. Well.
Yee.
You're so stupid. not the sound effects during this. My wife and I are expecting our first child together.
Baby!
A baby is on the way. We're expecting our first child in September. So
it's a Beyonce baby.
A Virgo baby, yes.
It's a Beyonce baby.
Virgo. A Virgo baby.
Beyonce
yes.
baby.
It's a Virgo baby.
Beyonce baby.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Virgo, what I heard too. I heard it.
A Virgo Beyonce baby yep. is on the way. We are excited. We're anxious. We're nervous. It's all the emotions with it. It's a lot with it. It's obviously been a magical and interesting couple of months for me and for my wife. I will say I did write down a couple notes that I wanted to touch on with this.
Look at you. I'm so proud.
Yeah. She's halfway, more than halfway through her pregnancy at this point. So it's a lot of preparation, a lot of logistics, a lot of learning and all that. Again, I didn't really grow up with the vision of being able to have a child mm-hmm. and everything. So like, this is all like, oh shit for me.
Right.
So it was funny because I was thinking back. I remember in high school there was like I think it was called Family Life, but anyways there was the choice of taking like you know, the baby home for a week that cries and all that.
Yeah.
or writing an essay.
Yep.
Obviously, you know which one I went with. So I was like, shit. I have nieces and all that, and you know, have been around them when they were born, never always uncomfortable around newborn babies. I've explained those reasons before with them mm-hmm. just being fragile and loose necks and, you know, soft heads and everything, and just like that's, you know, some nervousness about that. So there's a lot of like things that even during the process I just had to be okay, you know, okay with, and just like, okay, well, you know, this is going to be an adventure no matter what.
Right.
So sticking to that, we've worked well, my wife and I, as a team during it. And, you know, it's such a new process, you know, for both of us and obviously for me. And I think we've been pretty understanding of both. Like, we've been understanding of each other during it. So that's been super helpful. When you get the news, of the positive test, that's such a magical thing, which is amazing and kind of changes everything. Mm-hmm. Going to the doctor's appointments and everything is also really it's a lot of emotions with that, because there's a for me being the birthing partner, my anxieties are obviously different from my wife's, where it's like, you know, like there's it's the same and different, because I'm obviously not carrying the child. So mm-hmm. it's like, we're both, there's things I'm learning about the tests and everything, that there's just a multitude of tests that, you know, they do to just, you know, obviously see if there's any, illnesses or any, you know, testing for any genetic, defects, I guess is it, they call them sometimes. And there's like, it's an interesting thing, because it's just like, okay, like you want to remain upbeat and positive when you go to those appointments, and so far so good in everything, but it's just a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot to be a part of. It's interesting how technology is now, because it's like 3D. Like, you can see the baby's face. Yeah, it is. It's just a whole.
Like, you're just like, wow, other you're real
world.
You're like, real. It is, you're just not out here yet, but it you is, are. Can't imagine that. Thing.
Exactly. That's how it feels. Like, it's a whole, just a whole, like, what is that? Like, just even learning the different things. Like, she's obviously more well-versed in it than me, but, you know, it's still also for both of us just kind of learning different things with it. Like, there's this, like, we went for one of the appointments, they did like an NT scan, which is supposed to measure the space behind your baby's neck to test for like Down syndrome and stuff like that. So like they do this scan to, you know, measure that space. And our child would just like not move in the right positions. Like the technician was like trying with the, like trying to move around with the like little wand to try get them to move or somersault. And like, they just wouldn't do it. And then, you know, another person comes in and like instantly, like the baby's like, just gets into position. And I was like, okay, well, so maybe we just didn't clear it with the baby. Like, we didn't communicate to the baby that we had this coming up, and, or maybe the baby didn't like schedule. You. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
The vibes were off.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Like the vibes were off. Yeah. And that might be a thing. Like, again, it's a Virgo baby, so they're going to do
a Beyonce baby,
what
yes.
they want. Mm. Yep. Going to do what they want. But yeah, it's just, I mean, it's been just super interesting and great. And just like, amazing to see, and every day is like just a new part of the journey. We have like the little app that tells you by the day what the baby is doing and what's developing and everything. So I'll talk to the stomach about, like, you know, hey, like, just checking in on you today. You're gonna get some eyebrows, so like, you know, hopefully you get it in. Out. Yeah, like, you're gonna get it in and
we'll
everything.
Teach you how
like,
to shape them when you need to. It's great.
Exactly. Shape them and everything. A lot of expression there. You know, like the other day, it was like the app said, like, oh, like today is like the day that the baby's like, this is how long the baby's legs are going to be until, you know, birth and everything. And I'm like, wow, like this is a big day for you. Like, you know, just all these, you know, it's been fun in that kind of way.
I
just talking to
love
the
love to see videos.
That's
of these
all I've been doing. Like,
that's so
yeah,
great.
No, you know, my conversations are very funny. Yes. Like, I'm just like, you know, and I was like, obviously, you know, this app is telling you how you should develop, but everybody develops differently. So like, you know, obviously take your time, my little Libra self, take your time. And, you know, we want to finish this too,
parent,
but you know, if you don't, it's okay. And
she's like, already.
No, finish developing and all that. And I'm like, no, you can, but just like, you know, obviously, like, you don't have to do it like today, you have to. So that's been funny. Yeah, it's been cool. She hasn't had any like crazy, like, mood swings or anything like that. She's mm-hmm. already been a prolific napper our entire relationship. So she just naps more now. She has been tired, or definitely during the first trimester, into this one too. But like, again, she pretty much napped every day before. So,
so you were like, these are different. Just extended.
Yeah, exactly.
Extended of what we normally know. Yeah,
exactly. No cravings. Like, the cravings that she has are just like random, like, she had like a Coca-Cola phase that she was going through where it's just like, what? And then, yeah, like no real food cravings, mood swings, you know, and these are the things also you just like, I've anticipated, like, when you do get spicy, even though she hasn't for real, mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, she's growing a whole human. So I like, do your thing.
Like I'll think just I've be been, over here. Wait.
Yeah.
Just sitting
yeah,
and waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll check in when the waters are a bit cooler. Yeah.
Exactly.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Exactly. But she hasn't, yeah, I've joked with her. I feel like she's been sleeping through her mood swings. Like, it's just been fine.
Brilliant.
So, I mean, at least for now so far, but just ready for whenever, you know, that happens. But also just, we made the announcement because we wanted to wait until she like was actually showing. So she like just popped. Like now she's like, okay, like there is a whole human. She's starting to feel some movement. So all that shit, it's just, it's amazing. It's mm-hmm. like, wow, this is
a life.
Why people do it. Yeah. Oof. I was like, wow, this is a whole life in here, huh? Like a whole baby in here. So
look at that.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. It
I'm
is
so
going to be exciting.
For you, friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, we're excited and we're excited to share and everything. And, you know, I'll have my updates, but yeah, I'm excited to meet my baby and everything. The naming has been such a thing. Like,
ooh,
because we did ask,
play that game.
We did ask some family and friends, but then it was also like other people told us like, absolutely don't do that. Like, it's like, cause where they could just take you with it. So even
yeah,
between
there's,
us,
there's
it's
been
like,
stories. Like some people just like, they ask their family friends and then they all just agree on a name and you yep. all didn't choose that name. And then you choose a different name and they still call them that name.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens. I mean, and then I have like, siblings that were named because it was just like, my uncle just came up with the name. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. we're putting some thought obviously into the name, but it's also like a thing of like, do we want the child to kind of get here and just meet the child and catch a vibe and then pick a name? Like,
I mean,
you know,
at this
obviously
rate,
you
got to
put
vibes.
Something on the birth certificate and everything. But, yeah, like naming is such a big thing. So it's just like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. We obviously want to go for a non-gendered name and everything, but we'll see. There's just so many things. And then now again, since it's more than halfway through, like the logistics of like, how is this room going to be? Like I'm currently recording in an office that I will no longer occupy in a couple months. Like I obviously am giving up my office.
Yep.
So, you know, and
we're
it's funny because I got this
house.
Cool background on my wall, like
well,
before she got
cool baby
pregnant.
Background.
And now it's a cool baby background because it's not mine. This room is not mine
nope.
anymore. So
you are a guest now.
I am a guest.
They are, yeah. they are allowing yeah. you to be in this space.
Exactly. And then lastly, Oakland, not with the shits.
That was literally
I think
what
Oakland
I
was
about was to
like,
ask. Like, how was the conversation
the
with Oakland?
Yeah, not with it. I think he is very thoroughly like, what the fuck?
And all like that. As soon as he started like feeling the hormones and stuff come on, he's like, what is going on? I don't like this in my house.
Yeah, I think he was literally like, and just knowing my dog. And again, I don't know if I said it on air, but I do think my dog is like a reincarnated like white state trooper from the South.
You've never
so said I feel like I haven't said that, but he is and all that, because he would be reincarnated living as a dog, like a little Yorkie living with two black lesbians. So in the Bay. So I just think it's a great story for him. And he loves us now, because obviously once you confront these things, they change. But I think he was probably like, what the fuck? I thought y'all were gay. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, I'm supposed to be your child. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of expectation setting. I don't think little dogs.
Being pushed now.
I'm not pushing two buggies, even though a couple of her family members and mine have shown us the strollers that there's a dog and a human thing.
And you know that y'all are going to get that.
Fuck no, we're not.
You know
like, we're not. We are not.
Somebody's going to get it
get
for
that.
You. I'm
we
gonna
are
get it
not
for you.
Getting
I'll get
that.
It for you.
Like,
I got you.
While I love Oakland and I'm not going to like, oh, like the baby comes and, you know, fuck Oakland. It's none of that. But it's like, Oakland, you were always a dog. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
not the way that y'all treat Oakland.
Were
Oakland
always
is
a
child.
Dog. I have always tried to manage his expectations, and you know. So I mean, because we've always wanted a child. So I was like, now do you act like a human as a dog? Yeah, but are you a human? No. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to take him a little bit more time to come around to things. This is, I told Shalee, like, that's why I wanted a big dog, because I'll watch the videos with the big dogs. I just love babies and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think little dogs have that. I don't think they have that. So
it's only like the pugs and the Frenchies and stuff that like really love their babies. Everybody else is just like,
So I don't think he's too happy about it. And all that. So we'll see. We'll see. So
I'll take the joy and spread it for what Oakland lacks. I will make up for it.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. And he'll come around. He'll come around.
Eventually. We hope so. So, but yes, congratulations to you both. So excited.
Thank you so much.
And it's great to like have more representation and be able to tell the stories. And I'm sure we'll have updates and stuff around baby Beyonce coming soon. And it's just going to be great. I'm so
baby
excited.
It's your placeholder name.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Baby Beyonce.
Baby Beyonce might still happen after they're born too.
I was like, so Beyonce does just own Virgo. Yes. Even though I am holding out hope that maybe the baby can stretch it to be a September Libra, but you never know.
Like, you can't say that. Shalee, I don't think
I know.
Agree with
and
that.
Shalee's like, I have enough Libras in my life. Like, Shalee's dad is a Libra. She had one of her best friends a Libra. And I was like, well, great. You clearly want us around. So, I mean, maybe, you know, Ben and Amber, I know you follow Amber and Ben on. Yeah.
They've
so her baby
so
came kind of late. So cute. So
cute.
I was like,
yeah,
maybe.
But did you see that misery that she had to go through?
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. But if we could stretch it out a week.
Wow. Wow.
I think it's actually less than a week.
You over here like while Shalee is taking a nap, you're over here like, if you just want to like
take your time.
Like I said, that development conversation, like we're good.
Yeah. And I'm telling I've already told the baby like, yo, it's fucking nuts out here. Like it's fucking crazy. Like it really is. So if you want to spend as much time as you want, I know again that doesn't really always jive with Shalee, but I am setting expectations, you know, early where it's like it is a fucking mess out here. So
you just take enjoy your time. That life.
Please do.
Yeah, oh, man.
Please do.
That's so funny. Well. We will keep you updated on baby Beyonce. We'll have some parents come in to chat and do things. But I'm glad this is going to be a fun balance between like Chris doing the ultimate queer adulting by having a child and me still over here.
Yeah.
Moving in with my partner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's adulting too.
I know. It's a whole different areas. Like, you know, and it's going to be fun to like explore these things. So. Yeah. Welcome to millennials.
We're giving a 360 view.
Welcome to queer millennials.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and answer some of y'all's advice. We've been talking for a long time. So let's move through and get your advice answered.
All right. So this is our advice segment, Am I Bad Queer? Send your questions to badqueers@theherapp.com to be featured or DM us on IG. Thank you for those who are DMing us on IG. Super helpful.
Y'all are crushing.
This first one is from Devin. Devin says, hey guys, my name is Devin. I'm a 23-year-old lesbian in North Georgia. I've recently became acquaintances with a more melanated woman at my job. Okay. I listened to a few of your episodes since she put me on to you guys. Oh, thank you. And I'm fucking terrified.
Well,
a few of the episodes have had comments about white queers being the worst. And ready for it, I'm whiter than copy paper. I did gather that you are white.
Yeah, we did get that once you said the more melanated part. So
yep.
Here we are.
A saltine cracker has more melanin than I do. Okay. That white.
She's
darker and absolutely gorgeous, but I'm afraid that when I shoot my shot, I'll just turn into another one of those in her eyes. What do I do? Ooh, Devin. Well, Devin, you got a sense of humor on you.
Yeah.
Our little saltine. You got a little sense of humor on you that always helps. Mm. If you are coming from a genuine place of attraction and awareness, I won't say being woke, just being aware of the world and white people's place in the world and what mm-hmm. white people have done in the world, continue to do in the world. Mm. I don't think that should scare you off from shooting your shot. Just know that, you could brick. And that doesn't mean it's going to be a no for all Black queer people. But as long as you're coming correct and everything, shoot your shot. It's a shot worth taking. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. All right. So I appreciate the white queer folks that, again, are very aware of themselves and mm-hmm. their place in the world and their privileges and how that plays out in real time. But aren't too hung up on it. Like, you got to find that balance of knowing, but also not overdoing it. So, you know, shoot your shot. I'm not going to tell you what to say and what to do. You know this person. Y'all are already bonding over, you know, listening to us. So that's cool. That's a step. And again, you have a sense of humor. So you'll know when the time is right to, you know, try and take it a little further and all that. But just, again, know your place in the world. Mm-hmm. So, and just know, be aware of, you know, just where your this young lady that you're shooting your shot at is also coming from. And that if she does turn you down, it could be for a variety of reasons that have nothing to do with your race, but it can also have to do with your race. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And that doesn't mean that all, you know, Black queer people won't date you. It's just like that, you know, might not be your thing. So shoot your shot. See how it goes. It's a shot worth taking. And I mean, that's really all I got. Like, you definitely seem to have a good little sense of humor there. So, and yeah. What do you think, Shana?
My first thing was, stop dating at your job. But the second thing
too.
Was also like, all right,
she
like
might be real fine though.
Way that you kind of alluded was that you are willing to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to take that risk, go ahead. And it seems like this person has already put you onto our show, which means that's a really good opening line to say that they are also queer. So check there on the research. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just be aware of your privilege and how you move. But I don't think that should stop you from shooting your shot.
All right. Yeah. Sometimes I know we said the work thing and it's not a good idea, but sometimes some people just be so fine at work. Like, God brought y'all together for a reason. Like, fate did this. So shoot the shot.
They did. Just go ahead and shoot it. Honestly, look, you writing into us talking about white queers being the worst, which means that you are somewhat aware.
Exactly. That's literally, I won't say half the battle, but it is a lot of the battle. Just realizing it's that.
Like, I get that you're writing in for like our permission as two also Black queer people. But I don't
it's
know.
Really up it's to just her. Like,
it's really
up to her.
She's just literally going to say yes or no. Like, we can't be like, yeah, go for it. And then if she goes and says no, you write back to us like, it didn't work. Like, that's not our fault. We don't have a network of Black queer folks that we're messaging
we sure
to
don't.
Be like, yo, Devin, 23, Georgia, is about to come for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be yourself, be genuine. Don't tokenize. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're going to tokenize, and you don't deserve black women.
Yep.
That's really all that is. If you're using it as, you know, a fetish or anything else, then you don't deserve black women. Yeah. If you're using it for any other reason than just genuine love and feelings and affection and like being genuinely attracted to that person, you don't deserve black women. So if none of that is you, then go for it.
Yeah. And also be open to accepting a friendship, because it might just be a good friendship.
We can't have enough good queer friends.
Yeah. Yeah. That are again, like, it seems like you're coming from a good place.
Yeah.
And continue to learn and all that other stuff. But you might get turned down again for things that have nothing to do with your race. That's, so
they might already be in a relationship.
Right.
Who knows?
Just shoot the shot. It seems like you're open. The ball is in your hand. So you got to just go ahead and pull it. Shoot the shot.
You got this.
Yep. Hope that helps, Devin.
Thanks, Devin.
Happy Pride coming up.
Can't stand you. It's countdown up. Pride. All right. Holiday so season. We got to circle back from Kia with another question.
Ooh, love
this. This was the
back.
One that gave us that really, really, really long story.
Okay.
A few weeks ago. And so she's back. And said, am I a bad queer? Speaking of shooting our shot, am I a bad queer for not shooting my shot? I was getting my eyebrows done by my sister's nail tech, and she thought I was cute, and I think she's attractive, funny, and outgoing. We have a few things in common. I would like to get to know her better. She added me on Facebook and Instagram. Ooh, the double. People adding people on Facebook now. It's been months since that happened. I still haven't shot my shot. I think part of me is afraid of rejection. Kia.
Wow.
I'm just going to feel like there's a trend here today that says the worst that people can say is no.
And that's it.
That's really it.
Yeah.
The worst people can say is no. And then you keep going.
I guess the pros here is that I would imagine that you've been lurking on Facebook and Instagram. Yep. And like gathering information on how you should approach this situation when you do shoot your shot and everything. And again, it doesn't always even have to be, and this actually goes to Devin saying, it doesn't have to always be a very clear shot. Like, you might want the friendship in first, because like, you kind of want to figure out if you actually like the person too. Like, they might, you know, be attractive, but like,
they
like,
can be hot, but they can be crazy.
Exactly. That is very much it. So like, you gotta kind of figure out if you like that person too. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, start from thinking of it as a friendship that y'all both like, there's a definite chemistry and attraction there. So are you a bad queer for this? Not necessarily, if that's an answer. But what you do now matters. Like, are you just going to keep sitting on this? Like, I think now it's a couple months. It's like, all right, come on. Like, let's pull the trigger here. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Make moves and everything.
Yes.
Something. Like Shayna said, like, the worst she could say is no. And
don't be afraid if you're coming from
the friendship angle also is good, because it guards against that rejection stuff. Because if they're feeling you in any way, like even something on some, whether it's a group activity or something that's like not so high pressured as like a dinner or something, you know, it kind of shields you from that rejection. And again, it gives you a little bit, it gives you the space to kind of find out about them too. Like, again, there might be some things you don't like about this person once you are alone and together and in person, where you're like, ooh, I did not pick this vibe up at all. So check, please. We're splitting it. Splitsies. So I do think if you do ask somebody on a date, you should pick it up though. But anyways,
that's a whole other conversation.
Hopefully that helps. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. If you are asking that person on a date, then you should pick up the tab.
Don't be afraid. The worst they can say is no. That's it.
That's it.
Leave it at that.
That's
so,
and then you'll just move on.
That's it.
And that's all.
Yeah, we are here for you.
We are. Thanks for circling back.
Thank you for writing us again.
Yeah, super helpful. All right. This last one comes from Diabetty.
It's a drag queen on this season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. And that's why I went over my head. Diabetty. Yep. Is it like, Okay, never mind. I'm diabetic. I'll just leave it.
You know what it's like.
That's it. I'm just going to read this. All right. One of my longtime friends who also happened to be a friend with benefits at some point in our friendship is now in a relationship of about 2 years. Since I do expect this relationship to go for the long haul, I do not expect to ever sleep with him again. But I have been contemplating if it would be okay to ask him to make a dildo mold of his penis. That was a turn. Well, because it's impeccable, is what Diabetti said. So wondering, is this weird? Like, should I ask his partner first? What are your thoughts? Am I bad queer for asking? P.S. Their partner does know that we were fuck buddies in the past at some point. Oh, okay. That helps a lot.
You were like, plot Diabetti. Twist of all things.
That twists on twists. Mm. Wow. This is quite a question because I... Wow. You know what? I think that if their partner knows that y'all were fuck buddies... That is an interesting twist to it. I don't know what their vibes are about it, because maybe they don't care, and maybe you could offer payment for it, where it's just like, this is a transaction that's happening. Like, you don't want to go out there and purchase something that, you know, isn't, you know, might not be great. Is it weird? Mm. You know, what's weird? You know, what is weird?
The word weird is weird.
I mean, what is weird? Define weird. The word weird is weird. There's a lot of weird things. We live in weird times. I don't know.
this is what happens when Chris does not know what to do.
Exactly.
This is live Libra reasoning.
Because I see both sides of this. Because not so much flustered. It's just I see both sides of this. This is live Libra reasoning. Because it's just like, if the partner knows that y'all were fuck buddies at one point, and again, not having this information, don't know what their reaction is. Maybe they don't care, even though I probably would personally be like, oh, that is quite a request. But on the other bright side, it's a deeper levels of Libra happening live on air right now. I could be like, oh, okay, so if you have a mold, then you don't need the person. Uh-huh. You know? Mm-hmm. You don't need to fuck my man, because you have a mold on my man's penis. You bought it in stores. This is also a shoot your shot question. I don't know. Shoot your shot. See what they think. Provide payment for it and make it transactional, so it's not so emotional. It's like, pay for this to happen. Are you a bad queer for asking? What's a bad queer anyway, right? What's a bad queer? You know? Why not? we're living in unprecedented times.
Oh my God.
This is an unprecedented question. So go for it. The worst thing he could say is no. These are all three shoot your shot questions. That is the end of my Libra answer. I did go to both sides of this. So my answer is like, shoot your shot. Unprecedented times right now. Maybe you throw that in, like the world is ending.
Like, oh my God. You're like, I would feel like a bad person if I didn't take this opportunity, because what is this world right now?
Yeah, what is this world?
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
Gosh.
Unprecedented time. We're living in history.
Wow.
So not sure if that's relevant to this, but I kind of think it is. We're living in historical times. So, you know.
I don't think I've ever understood the Libra thought process.
Mm-hmm. This is it.
Now, I've seen you go down this hole before, mm-hmm. but this is the deepest I think I've seen you go down it.
Yeah,
and
it's deep.
I think I get it.
It's deep.
I think
you know what threw me for a loop was the partner knowing they were fuck buddies, and again, not knowing
as a
what
PS
the reaction
as well,
is.
They're like, P.S. Their partner does know.
Yeah. Again, so even this question alone was like, oh God. But then it was just like, oh gosh, okay, the other side does know. So I don't know. Like, maybe they don't care. Maybe they'll, like, I don't know. Would you personally care? Because again, like, in my Libra reasoning mind, if you have a mold of the penis, maybe you don't want the real thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, you don't want the person attached to it because you have a mold.
Okay.
But also, is it weird? Again, what's weird? I don't know. I guess, yeah. Like, sure. I don't know.
I wish you all could see Chris as she described.
I just don't know. I just don't know anymore. I don't know what's weird anymore. I don't know. I don't know. What's the line? Is there a line? What's the line?
Oh,
I don't know.
I can't even say anything else. I feel like that just wraps it up right there.
I just
there
have no idea.
I can't. There's nothing else I can add to this.
Yeah. Hope that helps. I mean, I think we did get on both sides. I mean, it's a leap away, but
you did a beautiful viewing of each side. I would say if you're going to do it, have some alcohol with it and then go.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, make this as transactional though too as possible, and maybe explain out the reasoning with this, and just like,
I don't know if you should like have a planned reasoning that you're gonna gonna do that with. Like, so be sure
maybe
to do that.
pay for their date to go do this, and then buy it from them. Like, I don't know. Everything's on the table at this point. I don't know. What's weird? I don't know.
So funny.
That is Am I a Bad Queer? Our advice segment. I hope all this helped. We really do. Happy Pride to everybody. And
happy Pride.
I just really hope that all helped each and every one of you who sent something in. So
yes,
send your questions in. DM us.
DM us.
Yes. I am. That is quite a question, huh? How about that? A dildo mold of his penis.
How about that?
Wow. Okay. All right, let's just go to our bad queer opinions, because that is something else.
Dead.
Please circle back. Please circle back on that. My God. Wow.
It's so good. So good.
Wow. Levels. Wow.
All right. I don't know what else we can say off of that. Ooh, so we're just going to go ahead to our bad queer opinions.
Yeah.
How you doing, Chris?
Is the title of this episode. It's going to be What Is Weird? Honestly. What is weird?
What is weird? Done. So my bad queer opinion is just very quick. Obviously, we love the Gen Zs and all that they're doing. But I'm upset. I'm upset because the children have better queer films and TV shows, especially for like teenage level and younger, than we did. And I'm upset. I just finished watching Crush on Hulu. It's a cute-ass, queer-ass story. Everybody is open and happy to the fact that they're out and queer. Everybody knows that they're out, supportive parents, all of these things. It's a cute finding your love story. Mm. And I'm halfway through Heartstopper, which is like another like British one where kids, they're out finding themselves. Kids are coming out, doing things. Parents are supportive. I'm just like, what? I hate that we didn't have this growing up, and it upsets me, and I'm mad that the children get it.
Okay, I was going to ask, is it jealousy?
Yes.
Is it envy?
It's all of it, because I wanted that too. I'm glad we have it now, and I'm glad I can enjoy it now, and I get to sit and watch it in just like pure joy. Like me watching Heartstopper, my heart is just full. It's just full and filled in all the things, and I love watching it. And I'm just like, this is so fucking cute. And the animations that they have in it with how you feel, I'm just like, wow, they nailed it. And then Crush was just such a cute ass teenage movie. It was very wholesome and hilarious. And I was just like, this is great. Yeah, Crush is on Hulu. Heartstopper is on Netflix. Highly suggest watching both of them. It's just been a joyous thing. So, It's really just jealous. It's not a bad queer opinion.
So
jealous.
That lines up with that.
I'm jealous.
And you know, we have it now. And you know, we had to grow up the way we grew up so we could be the people we are now.
I'm doing the best with what I got.
Exactly. And you have it now. You know, you got it.
Have it now, and
some
I get to sit and appreciate it.
Never had it. It's some
true.
People never had it.
I know. But I'm selfishly like, I'm not that person.
I know. And I know, like, we hit a, you know, I think sometimes when I see like the younger Gen Z folks or the alpha folks, where it's just like, damn, what kind of queer person would have been in like middle school or high school?
That's what I always wonder.
We're probably still shy, but at least like out.
Yeah.
So you know, I wouldn't have been that much different. Just
like me and my cute
or maybe
ass
I would have actually. Who knows? Because again, representation does matter. Visibility matters. But, you know, just had to happen this way.
Just had to say it.
You know.
That's all.
Yeah. Look, it adds character.
Yeah.
So we're adding character to ourselves and everything.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Character building.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My bad queer opinion or statement comes from my cousin. Shout out to Chelsea.
Oh,
our conversations.
Hey, Chelsea.
Yeah. Hey, Chelsea. Chelsea thinks that we, as a community, as a queer community, should start misgendering cis folks on purpose all throughout Pride Month to show them that we do not have to participate in their cis agenda or cisness.
Okay.
And also to just show them that they are making a choice to disrespect us. And I like it. I like it. I love the energy. I love that.
It's more so like they're just like straight. Straight agenda.
Yeah.
I guess we were talking about,
you know, pronouns and just like
pronouns and doing that.
Them saying they don't want it. They don't have to participate. That was actually a Dave Chappelle thing where he's like, we don't have to participate in your
I was like, all right, we don't have to participate for you, ma'am.
Exactly. And that's where I think that I like that energy where it's just like, well, fuck y'all too.
I kind of love it.
I like it.
I actually really love it.
I really like it.
Can we put that out there as a PSA? Like that.
I think it should be. We should check the temperature on this.
Pulse checking?
Let's just see. I think that's brilliant. I think it's
your
great.
Cousin is onto some good stuff. Like,
isn't that great? Especially during Pride Month of celebration.
Some concerning dating habits, but she has some great points.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but you know, yes, I was like, absolutely, we should. Just to show, I'm like, we don't have to participate either.
We don't have to participate, it is a choice that they're making to disrespect us.
Like, the only choice they're making is to disrespect us and to cause all this static. Because I mean, that's not even our shit. Like, that's we don't even do that shit. So, I think that that is good. We'll put it out. We'll put it out as a post to see. Check the temperature on it. What folks are feeling about that. And again, this is specifically
this is the best conversation ever.
Right, exactly. You're going to have a lot of hurt feelings.
Oh, a lot. People are going to come from all over the internet to be like, no.
For sure. The trolls that come from nowhere on the internet are always my favorite because it's just like, you clearly don't literally follow for us.
You. Like, you, yes, you picked up the phone because we called you.
Exactly.
We put out the lights. We guided you in. Yeah. Like, we were on an airport tarmac.
Big Mac. We put it out, but they can't.
Oh my God. Yeah. If we just misgendered people
all Pride Month on purpose, we don't have to participate in y'all shit.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, this big burly dude turns around and is like, I was like, I'm talking to you. Can you move?
Yeah. Sir. Sir.
This Karen that's pushing around a cart, doing whatever.
The faces. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Man, you point them to the right bathroom and be like, excuse me. I think your bathroom's over there. I don't feel comfortable with you in here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be so fucking fun.
That'd be so fun.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the South.
Why not? Why not? 1 month. You know, it's our month anyway.
It's our month. We can make up the rules. We should have a wild problematic thing. It's not even problematic, but it's just fun. We should have wild, fun things that we do every year. And it's like, only within our Alphabet Mafia network do we know that we're going to go out and do this to the straits of the world.
Yep.
And
put it in the newsletter.
It's going to be great. We are going to add that to the newsletter. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah, we'll check the temperature with it. You know, obviously some people feel a way about it, but you know,
I mean,
again,
obviously,
purpose is to show that they're making a choice to disrespect us.
The purpose is to show them that they're being ridiculous and
how easy
it is. Like, it's like they always think that it only goes one way. Like, oh, well, we're not going to do it. And it's like, all right, well, we're not going to do it either. And they're like,
we're not
going to
do it either.
You can't not do the thing. And it's just like, but we can. Like,
we won't participate anymore either.
Same thing with Florida, where they're like, all right, we're going to take all these books out. All right, well, we're going to take all gendered books out. And they're like, wait, that's not what we said, though.
The best thing is taking the Bible out. Where it's just that like, all right, well, we're going to take all divisive books out. Mm-hmm. So let's take them all out. So, and these are the type of games we're going to, well, not even games. Like, these are the type of things I think cultural war wise, like day to day thing that we probably will have to step up doing. Like, if we want to be petty about this shit, we want to, like, they're taking away our rights. Like, we're going to start to do things like 360, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, from the pettiness to like policy, getting that back right. Like, where it's just like, okay, we don't have to participate in y'all's bullshit either. So, all right.
That's
like, y'all wanted it. I mean, we didn't want it this way. You're just asking for some respect. We're self-identifying. Shouldn't have even been any static with it. But I mean, if y'all want to drag this out, let's do it.
Let's do it. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Wow, these were great.
Yeah. Shout out to Chelsea. I was like, shout out to Chelsea.
You are on to something. And we like it.
Good shot.
We like it a lot.
Good shot there.
All right, great. Yep. Man, what an adventure today. Mm-hmm. We love to see it.
How about that?
Everybody, thank you for tuning into this week's episode.
So much.
So many things happened today, and I loved every minute of it, and hope
Dildo
you did too.
Molds. God.
That is going to blow your mind.
It is. I really want to circle back. Please.
I will make sure that person does. So it's time to give shout outs to our faves, because you know we would never leave you without giving shout outs to our faves. My shout out this week goes to L. Morgan Lee for making history as the first openly transgender person to be nominated in an acting category in the 75-year history of the Tony Awards.
Oh, congrats.
Like, what? The fact that in theater there hasn't been a trans person who has been nominated in an acting category is baffling, but yes. Glad that it's finally happened, and to a Black trans woman. So
yep.
Lee was recognized in the best performance by a featured actress in a musical category for her role as Thought One in A Strange Loop on Broadway. So
that's awesome
to have that
strange
blackity black stage with blackity black black queerness. We love to see it. So you can follow L. Morgan Lee at L. Morgan Lee on Instagram. And I want to give a shout out to Translash Media for writing this up so beautifully so that I could read it easily.
Nice. Well, my shout out is to Ava Gray for her amazing performance on Atlanta, the new jazz episode as Lorraine. The Paperboy episodes are always better than the other episodes, but Ava absolutely stole the show in this one. Ava was previously on Pose and gentrified. I YouTubed this. It was what? Like they said gentrified. Yeah. Oh. I'll send you the link for it. It was a Hollywood Reporter episode because I was like, is this gentrified? Because I know the show is like,
so it's not the show gentrified, it's a different.
No, but it is on Netflix. But I went to Hollywood Reporter and like did the, listen to the article, and that's how they pronounced it. But anyways, yeah, it might be hentified. I mean, it makes sense that it's hentified. It probably is hentified. Anyways, Hollywood Reporter episode or article that I read or listened to about it. But anyways, follow Ava Gray on IG at Ava Gray. That's GREY.XO. And yeah, check out Atlanta's just been a, it's been an interesting season of Atlanta. Good, but you know.
Okay, I was about to say, good, always, interesting or not?
It's all of it. It's always like good and then also like questionable, because even on this episode, there's like Liam Neeson in it, and there's like
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, really? And he like, yeah, it's interesting.
I need to get
because
caught up.
He like plays in his moment. Like they have like this moment that is like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, that's a brilliant line, but also Liam Neeson, because he's like talking about his scandal with like, you know, when he said he, after his friend was raped, he wanted to kill like literally any Black person that he saw.
Oh, wow.
So they get into that on that episode, but then he like, I mean, you got to watch it, but the line that was good that they wrote for it was he said that essentially white people, the good and bad with white people is that they don't have to learn. Like they don't have to learn if they don't want to, which is like very true. But it's a good and bad thing. Like the good thing is like they don't have to learn. And the bad thing is that they don't have to learn. Like they could just stay terrible or not. So it was like, oh, that's a good line. But it's also just like, it was a weird and random cameo, but I don't know. I mean, that's Atlanta though. That's Atlanta for you. But the episode itself was really good and like really profound. And Ava's character is like amazing in it. So yeah, check it out.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in to this extended episode, and we will see you next week.
Take care. This podcast was brought to you by Her Social app, the largest platform for queer women, non-binary, and trans people. Download Her to make new friends and love connections. Check out their new Pride pins for your profile today.
Shout out to Sienna Liggins for our amazing soundtrack, and Cesar for making us sound like we know what we're doing.